Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green
bat tumble. Everyone all set?
Just give me just 1 second. One more drop of bliss. Okay.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Here we go. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
I am blissed.
Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And when I get the website up again, you'll be able to click on the link to all of your instructors. But for now, normshealy.com, NormSheely.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Dr. Shealy, last week we talked about experimentation on the operating room table. And you were talking about the 1960s when you were on the East Coast at Harvard's Massachusetts General Hospital. And you're talking about some of your experiences. We've got two hours today to talk about... Is that enough time?
Well, I might take several. No, that's plenty of time. Well, you know, I was a junior resident at the time the problem came. I had been there 8 months, and the second 8 month rotation in neurosurgery at Mass General Hospital, I did all of the neuroradiology. In those days, there were neuroradiologists, you know, in the x-ray department, but the resident in neurosurgery did all the procedures for the department. So I had to do arteriograms, put needles into arteries and inject dye, and even pneumoencephalograms where we inject air into the spinal fluid, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And one day I was told when a patient was brought down to x-ray for a carotid arteriogram, to inject this material into the carotid artery. And to make a long story short, she died on the table, and her blood wouldn't stop clotting. They had developed the most powerful anti-clotting drug ever known. There'd been no testing of this drug in animals after it had been, quote, autoclaved, which means, you know, pressure cooked at very high temperatures. And the chairman, the person who was responsible for this, and I'm mentioning the name because it's well known in the public now, William H. Sweet, the second man in the Department of Neurosurgery. And this material was a compound of boron, which he was investigating for possible adjunct treatment in brain cancer. But anyway, he signed the patient out as dying of a pulmonary embolus, a blood clot to the lung, which of course was a lie. And I was pretty upset over the whole thing. So I went to my minister, and I was an Episcopalian at Trinity Methodist, Ted Ferris, and I said, you know, Ted, I don't think I can handle this program here. This is pretty bad because there's something like 18 or 19 different research projects going on this service. I mean, they were doing things like taking people with brain tumors down and isolating the blood to the brain, the carotid artery, warming it up to 108 degrees and injecting nitric mustard. Well, nitric mustard is pretty toxic to start with, but the brain does not like 108 degrees. And then they were giving these compounds over. They would take the patient who had already been operated for the tumor, and they take him over to MIT, inject a boron compound, and radiate him with neutrons, which then was supposed to release alpha particles and kill the brain tumor. Well, to make a long story short,
Dr. Shealy, you're breaking up. Yeah, Dr. Shealy, could you repeat the last 30 seconds or so you were breaking up?
Okay, and to make a long story short, they actually murdered, in my opinion, 35 patients that I know of. So I went to the bishop of the Episcopal Diocese, Bishop Sherrill, because that's what my minister told me to do, and Bishop Sherrill, and I discussed what was going on, and he said, well, I've got to take this to the board. He happened to be on the board at Mass General Hospital. I won't mention their name, but I'll take it to the board. Well, a week later, I was called in to the department head, Dr. James C. White, one of the Boston Brahmins. Well, Norman, you've been working hard. You're really tired. You need to see the chief of psychiatry.
Wow.
And so I went to number three man in the department, Tom Ballantyne, and I said, they're going to lock me up as crazy. He said, well, you don't have to see the chief of psychiatry. You can ask to see any senior psychiatrist. I suggest you see Mandel Cohen. So I saw Mandel Cohen actually for two or three months, two afternoons a week. End of that time, one afternoon, he said, well, tomorrow I'm giving my report. Gentlemen, he's sane. And I can truthfully say, to my knowledge, I'm the first neurosurgeon in the world ever declared legally sane. 1 week later, my obituary appeared in the Boston Globe. And I sent you a copy of that. It sort of made me a hero all of a sudden because I outlived my obituary. And it was a hard time. I was supposed to leave in the following spring. This was probably late October, November of 1960. And Sweet suddenly wanted me to leave for Australia immediately to get over all of this. And I said, no, I'm not leaving for Australia until my child is born. I don't want my first child born in a foreign country. So in early April, I left for Australia and came back at the end of December. And when I got back, the bishop had stopped $3.5 million of government-funded NIH research. Well, to make a long story short, I was not exactly the most popular person in the Department of Neurosurgery. But I finished my residency, and I went on the faculty at Western Reserve Medical School after that. And there, of course, the chairman was an alcoholic. And after putting up with him for 3 years, I decided, you know, after my experiences at Mass General, which to me were horrible, and my experiences at Western Reserve with an alcoholic in charge, I wasn't very happy with academic medicine. And having planned that since I was age 16, I suddenly just decided I don't want to put up with these people the rest of my life. And so that's when I left academic medicine. And I have no regrets whatsoever. Now, I have no idea how many other projects go on similar to those that were at Mass General. But to complete this story, among other things, a few years later, the International Association for the Study of Pain was founded with over 800 founding members at a meeting in Seattle. And I'm on the program because of my work with pain. Sweet's on the program because of his work with pain. And he, in the middle of his talk, deviated from what he was talking about and spent 30 extra minutes criticizing me by name for my work. There was another talk after his, and then I was the next one, and I never mentioned his name, but I made lots of jokes about frontal lobotomies and things like that that had been done, which also are barbarian, in my opinion. And he was so angry, he left the meeting without waiting for the discussion. So a few years go by, and all of a sudden, I'm approached by the chairman of another department of neurosurgery in Cincinnati. Norm, you've got to go to Arizona and testify in a malpractice case. The neurosurgeon down there has injected boiling water into the Gasserian gang. That's to control face pain. paralyzed every nerve in the patient's head. Frank, I don't want to do that. You know, I hate these things. Norm, you've got a moral responsibility. So off to Arizona I go. I walk in to do my deposition, and I notice on the top of the defendant's attorney's pile of papers a letter from William A. Sweet. It's very distinctive across the top where I don't know, three or five coats, you know, family coats of honor, those shield things. Mm-hmm. I recognize it was Sheet Stationery, and people were getting introduced, and I laid down my papers and just picked up the letter from Sweet, and nobody noticed that I'd gotten it. So finished my deposition. I'm driving back to the airport in a taxi, and I read the letter, and it was to the president of the Congress of Neurosurgery for that fall. Dear Bob, at my lecture in October, I am going to destroy Sheely once and for all. So at the airport, I call Bob. Bob, I want to read you a letter. I read it to him. I could feel him turning white on the other end of the thing. I said, I want you to tell the son of a bitch, if he ever mentions my name again in public, I will do everything I can to see that he spends the rest of his life in jail. Because I've still got case histories of all the patients that I know he murdered in the operating room. Well, then I came home and I wrote to Dr. Robert Lightman, the best, at the time, the outstanding medical intuitive in the world. I said, do a reading on this, William H. Sweet. It starts off something like, this is the most evil mind I have ever visited. Not since Himmler has there been such a brain mind. He goes on and on for a couple of pages and finally says, but he will go out of this life in infamy. Now, this is in the late 70s. Mm-hmm. In 2000, I'm driving into my clinic one morning on National Public Radio. I heard that William A. Sweet had been brought to trial for malpractice by families of patients who, under the Freedom of Information Act, had found out what happened to their family members back in the 50s and 60s. The trial did go on. He was convicted of crime. He was 90 years old at the time. He died a couple of months later before he was ever sentenced. And interestingly, his family appealed, and although he was truly guilty, unequivocally, in my opinion, somehow at appeal it was reversed. So in a very short period of time, that is one of the sagas of my life.
Wow. Class, I hope you share that information with friends and family if you want to know some of the dark sides of medicine. There you have it. First-hand account. Dr. Norman Shealy. NormShealy.com. NormSheely.com. I'm Vincent Finelli.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified, safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instructions that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Is with us. And Dr. Shilley, you know, you were talking about a lobotomy, and that brings to my memory Rosemary Kennedy. And her father, Joseph Kennedy, the father of John Fitzgerald Kennedy and Senator Robert F. Kennedy, had her lobotomized.
Right.
And she never recovered.
Ah, yes. Well, too bad that it wasn't done on the old man instead.
Dr. Shilley, my understanding about a lobotomy is a scalpel is put into the brain to separate the hemispheres. Is that correct?
No. In general, actually, one way or another, what's done is the frontal lobe, the part of the brain that controls one's ability to discriminate, if you will, and to, you know, be a human being personality-wise, is actually destroyed. Either the most common way in neurosurgery was to actually do a craniotomy where you actually open, you know, the skull itself and then suck out with a little tube with applied suction the left frontal lobe.
Oh, man.
Pretty brutal operation. I've seen them done. Now, later, they refined it somewhat to put in an electrode and just fry the frontal lobe.
Mm-hmm. And, Dr. Shilley, what is the purpose?
The patient stops complaining. It doesn't control the pain. They just stop complaining about it. So if you ask them, they still say they hurt just as bad as ever, but they stop complaining and they lose their so-called affect, and, you know, they lose all the whole purpose in life, the ability to discriminate. They might just go to the bathroom right out in public or in the hall or in a wastebasket or you know, a lot of personality changes.
Hmm. So is this the kind of behavior that one might expect on a television scene in an insane asylum?
Right. Yeah, I mean, and it was widely done, I think, from sometime in the late 30s, early 40s, certainly right up until the well into the late 1950s, early 60s.
Yeah. And I guess maybe that was considered the age of modern medicine, where we're experimenting on people. And
yeah, modern, yeah.
Dr. Shealy, you know, the story that you told us before, segment number one, is really, really disturbing. Did those patients, did they know what was going to happen to them?
No. They were never told a thing. There was no such thing as informed consent. There was no discussion with the patient or the family as to what was being done. They were just, you know, told they were being treated.
Yeah, well, they were. Wow. You know, it brings to mind the story of Joan Rivers. And she signed on for an endoscopy. And during the procedure, there was another doctor there, and that doctor was allegedly her doctor. You know, another doctor showed up. And he performed an unplanned biopsy in this clinic. And according to what I read, when a biopsy is done, it can be a dangerous procedure, and it's usually done at a hospital, not a clinic. Well, it allegedly caused her vocal cords to seize, and she was then put on life support and ultimately died. How do these things happen? How do you go in for a routine procedure, and then have another doctor just show up and say, excuse me, I'm her doctor, and let me see, scalpel please, and then perform an operation, you know, without the patient approving that. I mean, if anything like that happened to a member of our family, there would be some serious consequences. I would be out of control until I resolved the problem.
Well, that particular kind of malpractice is, I think, relatively rare. It happens, of course. You know, I mean, remarkable things happen. But, you know, in the July 2000, Journal of the American Medical Association, there was an article stating that the medical system is the third leading cause of death. And they reported an annual 225,000 people dying because of recommended medical procedures. We will be going into details about that after the break.
Let's talk about that. Dr. Shealy says.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shealy, I got it right in front of me. You're absolutely right. Doctors are the third leading cause of death in the U.S., killing 225,000 people every year.
Well, you know, what's interesting about that is, essentially, they say, if I remember correctly, 106,000 of those are from drugs, prescription drugs.
That's, yeah.
The rest are from hospitalization, surgery, etc. Now, there are several people who have written that they believe the incidence is three times what was reported in that article, which would make it not the third leading, but the number one leading cause of death. And what they're going upon is that, of course, patients are often signed out as dying of a certain disease, but it might have been sped up by the treatment. Let me give you just one example. My dear friend Saul Liss, an engineer, friend of mine, wonderful guy, created the Liss cranial stimulator, et cetera, went into the hospital for a mitral valve replacement.
Mm-hmm.
He had many, many complications of surgery, never recovered from the surgery, and died 3 months later. Now, I don't know how he was signed out as dying, probably of pneumonia. But actually, he wasn't. He died of pneumonia, maybe, but the cause was the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And many, many people, I believe, die of chemotherapy and are signed out as dying of their cancer, but they were sped up by the chemotherapy. Personally, I believe that more people are killed by chemotherapy than cured by chemotherapy for cancer. That's just my belief system.
Mm-hmm. Well, according to this article, this happens to be a Mercola article, and he's referring to the American Medical Association, JAMA, which is what you were talking about. He says that the deaths per year that total 225,000, 12,000 of them are from unnecessary surgery. Unnecessary. Dr. Shealy, how is it possible that a person could have unnecessary surgery? How does that happen?
Vincent, in 1972... I evaluated, if I remember correctly, 220 people who had failed back surgery. I got their original operative notes, their original x-rays, their original history. And after reviewing those as a neurosurgeon, I came to the conclusion that 80% of them never had a ruptured disc, which is the only indication for surgery. 10% unequivocally had a ruptured disc, no question. 10%, even with the records, I couldn't be certain. But in 80%, I could be certain. There's no question when you reviewed it. So in that case, 80% of people who were being operated for so-called ruptured disc, it was an unnecessary, unrecommended, you know, it was not the wrong procedure.
Mm-hmm.
I went around the country talking about this. I spoke at the a major meeting of orthopedists, and I said, "Why the hell are you doing this?" And a professor of orthopedics stood up and said, I agree with what you're saying, but I disagree with your saying it publicly.
What? That's where you need to say it.
Right. Well, that's been my point. So when you say only 12,000,
Yeah.
I think probably, I would imagine there's 100,000 unnecessary operations every year or more.
Is it the boat? I mean, is it, look, you know,
I'm sorry?
Well, I'm thinking, is it the boat? Meaning, you know, the neighbor down the street, you know, in the same neighborhood just got a new boat, and, you know, one doctor doesn't have a boat, and, you know, one way of getting a boat would be to increase revenue.
Honestly, I don't think that consciously people would do surgery, and I'm sure there are exceptions, of course. There are psychopaths even in medicine. I don't think a legitimate physician would operate just to make money. You know, there has to be an indication.
Okay.
But there's a major, major article today in Medscape, which is one of the great big, information to physicians directories. And it's quite fascinating because essentially it says, I'm looking for this, I call it medical evidence wrong, but what it really says is, and it's 4 pages long, so I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but what it starts off with, looking at a wide variety of medical approaches and saying that basically the evidence, here it is, it ain't necessarily so, why much of the medical literature is wrong. This is written by Christopher Labos, L-A-B-O-S, physician, M.D., fellow of the Royal College or something. And he starts off by saying, giving a statistical association between X and Y, most people make the assumption X caused Y. However, we can easily come up with 5 other scenarios. You know, it's equally likely that Y caused X as it is that X caused Y.
Yeah.
Number one, that's an interesting one. And he goes on to say the frequency of false positives. For instance, studies show that false positives are, it looks as if, somewhere between 22 and 40% of the time. You know?
Dr. Shulia, since you mentioned that, I was on the drug testing committee for a public high school.
Right.
And I was against drug testing until there was proof that there was a drug abuse problem within this high school. And I was advocating, instead of drug testing on a random basis, allegedly random, a random basis of the students, that if we were going to test, we were going to test everybody, the superintendent, the principals, the bus drivers, the custodians, the maintenance people, everybody, the teachers, everybody, as well as the students. And that I wanted to have drug education first before we went into drug testing. And it was because of my concern of the false positives. And that should someone test positively for drug abuse at the high school student level, that person would be branded as a druggie by the teachers who knew about it for their entire lives. And I did not want that to happen. So to prevent that, you know, I was against drug testing because of the false positives. And you said 22 to 40%
yeah.
of tests are false positives. So well, I didn't know that statistic, but I felt it was reasonable that there would be a number of false positives that was in excess of what I thought would be reasonable.
Let me give you the latest one that came out just a week ago. The man who developed the prostate-specific antigen test, the mm-hmm. blood test that supposedly tells you whether or not you got prostate cancer,
mm-hmm.
he said it has an 80% false positive result.
80%.
In other words, 80% of the time, the PSA will be elevated when there's no cancer because it'll be elevated for an inflammation or an infection or something that is not cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That means that 80% of the people who are having biopsies of the prostate recommended will not have needed them. They stick up to 30 needles into the prostate gland to make that diagnosis. I know several people who had it done 2 or 3 times, and it's always been negative. So, I mean, if there's even a 50% chance of a false positive, why the hell do it? I can't explain how you can do a test that has a 50 to 80%. And if the guy who discovered it says it's 80%, I accept him.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm absolutely speechless thinking about procedures that people have done. And, you know, what's coming to my mind, Dr. Shealy, is the waiting room. The waiting room at the hospital, at the waiting room at the, you know, the hospital clinics, the waiting room of all these people who are terrified of the prognosis that, you know, they've just received. And this is one of them. And from what I understand, you said 80% of the results show that there's a worse case or more potential for prostate cancer than is accurate.
That's correct.
So there are people sitting in waiting rooms who are scared to death, scared of dying, right? Isn't that what this is all about?
Exactly. Well, there was an article published by a Greek professor several years ago that said 95% of scientific articles are false.
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because next hour I would like to talk about one that I believe is absolutely, positively false. And it has to do with chickens. There's a report, and we'll talk about this next hour, that free-range chickens are less healthy than cage-raised chickens. I have free-range chickens, and they are really healthy. I just can't imagine. I can't imagine a study saying that they're less healthy. Dr. Norman Scheele is with us, and Alan from San Antonio, you're up next. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. And Dr. Shealy has received an award, and I saw it, Surgeon of the Year, and we're delighted to have him with us. And Dr. Shealy, we have Alan from San Antonio, Texas, on with us. Alan, you're on with Dr. Norman Shealy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Doctor. I have been on lithium for 30 years. I'm trying to get off, and I've been diagnosed with cyclothemia. I've tried the Fisher-Wallace unit for a couple months. It didn't seem to help much, and then I switched to an Alpha Stem, a similar unit. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but I was wondering if you had any experience with the Alpha Stem and if you had any recommendations for improving the depression.
Well, yes. My experience with the Alpha Stem is it's only about half as good as the LIS cranial stimulator. My own experience is the LIS, which now is sold as Fisher-Wallace, is considerably better for depression. On the other hand, there are a number of other things, Alan. At the top of my list would be Air Bliss. It works for about 80% of people. Now, you know, when you're on a drug, you can't suddenly stop on any drug practically, but especially an antidepressant drug. But I've been able to get 80% of people that I've worked with off it just by having them put on something called Air Bliss. It takes 30 seconds once you learn the points. Probably takes you 5 minutes the first time. And it works very quickly. Within a few days, most people know what's happening. There are a number of other things. Improving your nutrition, taking a good, strong B complex, at least 25 milligrams of all the Bs, avoiding wheat and excess caffeine and excess alcohol. All of those things are, right, if you go to my website, normshealy.com, under resources, if you look in under optimal health, resources, the big link at the top, go into optimal health and you'll find a list of all the things that I have found useful for depression. And drugs are not one of them.
Okay. Well, thank you. I've been following you. I've read the 90-day book. I did get my order of Air Bliss 2 days ago, and I've started using it. And I don't drink caffeine or alcohol, and I've been eating organically and healthy for 20-some years. So
wonderful.
Hopefully
well,
this will all work.
Keep up the good work, and you know, drop me an email, norm@normshealy.com, in a few days, and let me know what's happening.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alan. Good luck.
Alan, just want to share something with you. I've brought, Dr. Shealy has given me a bottle of Air Bliss, and this was when I first started broadcasting because I was really apprehensive. And I've had this bottle for a very long time, years. And I use it before I go on the air. And it puts a grin on my face. And some people have asked me at the meetups, you know, does it really work? And I'll just pull it out of my pocket and I'll say, well, let's find out. And so I'll help them apply just two or one drop and split one drop of this. And that's what happens, Dr. Shealy. Every single time, each person gets this big grin on his or her face. It happens every time. Now, you've said 80% is what you feel. My sample size is much, much smaller. However, 100% of the people, I will say to them, whatever you do, don't smile. Don't smile, no matter what. They cannot not smile. It's impossible. So, Alan, I just want to share with you, it puts a big grin on my face, and I was, my concern was I was new at broadcasting, and I was really apprehensive about doing it in the studio. And it worked for me, and still does, so I just want to share that with you. So, Alan, feel free to call in. Dr. Shealy's on Wednesdays. And, you know, class, if you'd like to call in, even if this broadcast is delayed, like at KLID, it's broadcast from 4 to 6 in the afternoons, drive time, you can call in. You can call in 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. We're live 9 o'clock in the morning Central Time through 11 o'clock in the morning Central Time. So you call in live, even if your broadcast is delayed.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.